Want to turn now to the Fed, because policymakers at the Federal Reserve have signaled they could begin raising interest rates next year. And Fed Chair Jay Powell is under intense pressure over fears of out-of-control inflation as he seeks a second term at the top of the central bank. Joining me now with more is Bank of America Global Research Head of U.S. Economics, Michelle Meyer. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us. I want to talk to you about how much this market can stand on its own without the massive stimulus that the Fed has been throwing at it. Do you think that the economy and the market can do without the punch bowl?
Well, I don't think the punch bowl is actually going away entirely. The only thing that we're that's happening from the Federal Reserve is that you're starting to see movement towards gradually, very gradually and carefully starting to take back some of the accommodations. So the Fed has set the stage for tapering to begin next month. We very much believe it will be announced at the next in the meeting in November and implemented shortly after. But it's a gradual process. So the Fed will still be buying through the middle of next year. And then rate hikes, we think, are not a story until 2023. At that point, we're going to have a very hot economy. We're going to see inflationary pressures, and it's going to be highly justified for the Fed to begin hiking. But we have to remember and keep this into perspective that this is a Fed that is being intentionally late, very, very careful, very accommodative in an effort to make sure that the economy is properly supported.
So, Michelle, as an economist, you see these supply chain issues. They're persisting. Jay Powell, even last week to Congress, was talking about how they may see high inflation well into next summer. And now add to the mix oil. I mean, if it stays high, what is that going to do to the overall inflation picture? And how much is that going to trip up our economic recovery?
So I think that is the number one challenge for the economy right now is the constrained supply side. And that comes from supply chain issues that's impacting the ability to get products and goods. And we have seen that in tremendous increases in goods prices across a variety of different items. And then you also have in the labor market, a labor market that hasn't fully returned. I do see glimmers of hope for that. I think we're probably going to see greater labor force participation. But it's not the case that we're going to be able to snap our fingers and get the supply side to resolve itself. It's going to take time. And in the interim, it's facing this increase in demand, the strong consumer, all the money that's been pushed out there, and that's generating this inflation impulse. So I worry about continued pressure to inflation into the end of the year, especially when we have potentially an early and a strong holiday shopping season when we have these major constraints on the supply side. Now, the key, the critical factor in all this is what happens to inflation expectations. Now, is it the case that the increases in inflation that we've seen, although they may end up being quote unquote transitory because they reflect this, you know, friction between demand and supply, that they actually end up getting embedded in long run inflation expectations? And then what could have been transitory ends up being more persistent because psychology changes. And that is the critical factor to watch. When you're trying to understand not only the path of monetary policy, but also the length of this cycle.
You know, all along, the Fed has said that inflation is transitory. If it becomes more persistent, will raising interest rates even incrementally at some point next week really make a difference? Will the Fed find itself behind the curve when it comes to rising inflation?
Well, look, I think that the decision to taper at the next meeting, I think, is less about, you know, where the inflation risks or, you know, trying to get ahead necessarily of this move up in expectations. I think it's about the fact that enough progress has been made in the economy, in the recovery, that you no longer need to have this extreme form of accommodation. So they're going to begin to scale back. But I think the beginning of the hiking cycle will very much be a function of when they have achieved what they think they need to in terms of price stability and this kind of inflation overshoot consistent with their new framework. So will the Fed be behind on that? I think at the moment, they're not giving any indication that they will. I mean, inflation, long-run inflation expectations are elevated, but they are not unhinged on the upside. So I do believe that they are carefully monitoring it. I think if they start to kind of get a sense or whiff of inflation expectations becoming too elevated for too long, they're going to pivot. So to me, that is the real critical factor for the Fed. And I think they'll try to move as quickly as possible. And they've been very transparent about that. If you listen to what Powell has said, what Brainard has said, the leadership of the Fed is very clear they're not going to tolerate a troublesome inflation environment. But obviously, they have to be very careful in how they navigate this.
Michelle, I think the next most immediate hurdle for this market is going to be Friday's September jobs report on the back of a shockingly disappointing August report. This will have implications for inflation and for the Fed. What are your expectations for that jobs report?
So we're looking for 325,000 for jobs. We are a little bit below the consensus, and we think the unemployment rate will hold at 5.2%. So, you know, yes, it's not a particularly, you know, gangbusters report. It's better than the month prior. But I think for the Fed, that was perfectly acceptable because, you know, you monitor the high frequency data for late August, September, which is the period that this report covers. And it was very clear that the economy was still facing this kind of speed bump as a result of Delta and COVID on the rise. So I think as we look forward beyond this report, we are seeing some really encouraging signs of activity picking up in the leisure side of the economy, people going back out and trying to book air travel and going back out to restaurants and to entertainment. And all of that should lend itself to stronger job creation down the line. So I think that in a sense, this report is a little bit backward looking. And I think for the Fed, they're really pretty committed at the moment, I think, to begin tapering in November, realizing that it's going to be a process. They're not going to complete tapering until the middle of next year. So they have some wiggle room in terms of how they're communicating their stance of policy, given what they see in the upcoming data.
Yeah, and you can bet they're going to be looking at wage pressures as well. Michelle Meyer, thanks so much. Thanks for being with us.